Yeah. Simchin Tezvav Sif Hey. Kisui Ha'osi Prokim. I picture this kisui as like the director's chair they have, like by the, it's made out of a piece of cloth which attaches the two pieces, and you open it up and you have it. So it comes, you know, those portable chairs you take to the games. You open it up and the leather piece in the bottom spreads out, so it's all attached. When you take it away, you close it up and the ore folds up. You let open that on Shabbos.
What is prakim here mean in this situation?
Metal pieces.
Okay. It means what?
Metal pieces.
Metal pieces.
Yeah.
But here it seems the mashmas is that they're all connected, though.
But they're all connected. So chav zayin mutzah the pasuk, you'll open it up. The ovid b'koyim b'yoyim. This is basically all made. You're not really making anything new. As opposed to the case before, you're attaching pieces. All the pieces are already attached. You're just spreading it and closing it up. You're just spreading it out to set it up. You should be able to sit in it. So that's called. It's not making anything new. It's all there already. Now, my time ashori, lahamid a chuppah ulasalko. Now you can't make the chuppah. They didn't make the chuppah on Shabbos. You can't make the chuppah on Shabbos. But it seems to be that they would sometimes use a canopy over the chasam kala. They would have the suda. They put a canopy over the chasam kala. Now the chuppah used to come with the four poles attached to the cloth. So everything's attached already. You just have to spread it out, put it back, close it up, etc. That's mutter. V'adin hadaf shekavua b'kaisel shemavis haknesses shemenichem alav svarim. You fold down there's a shelf which folds up against the wall, and you fold it down to put your sefer on. So even though I'm making an oil, it's ready. Everything's ready attached, and not making anything. Miu b'daf b'lav hachishori. The case of the shelf has another heter. So ain kamanosu b'mash apreshed esadaf l'shem oil. You have no intent to make an oil at all. Mikenin alav shem oil aroy kiman shehu b'lo mechitzas. So a case where there's no walls, just the roof. A and B, your intent is not l'shem oil. We said before that's not osur. So this over here, all you have is the roof, and you have no walls, and you have no intent that it should be an oil. So that's going to be mut.
I have a question about the oil rai and that there's no mechitzos. In the beginning of the siman, we talk about the ikar oil is the gag, the roof.
Right.
And therefore, if you put it on for kandisan, then it's still okay, even though you don't have mechitzos there. Because the ikar is the gag. So how is that differing now when we talk about an oil rai, and even though it's just a gag? Unless we're saying that those conditions count as mechitzos? It's on the very beginning. I think it's all of even.
The case of kundasin is in Gimel discusses the case of kundasin as mutter. That's the case where you're not doing it l'shem oil. That was the case of the bed.
So we're saying that it's not the shem oil and there's no mechitzos.
Right, but if it is the shem oil, so the fact that there's no mechitzos is not relevant.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Good. Thanks.
So what was? Is this sort of a redundant thing we just learned about the idea of something coming off of the wall?
So it's he. Well, I think what's happened like this, that the Magen Avraham said the case of the shelf is mutter, and it goes along to the same heter as the case of the kisei, and the case of the chuppah. It comes along the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos, and says, well, the case of the shelf really has another reason why it's mutter. Like we had before, there's nothing really to talk about over there. Whereas the case of the chuppah, where your intent is to make an oil, so the heter is only built on this idea that it's really basically all there, you're not really making anything. The Magen Rama seems to lump all three together, and he's right, this case is ovid, but it comes along the Tosfos Shabbos, I don't need that svara for the case of the shelf. Okay. We'll talk about umbrellas in a second, but let's just see the Mishnah Berurah Chav Ches. Lechatchila. Midrash al Barzel Shalonu. Shasuyan Mikupolim Usmuchim Lekaisel. So they're made, they fall down from the wall. What do they call those beds?
They're made trundles.
No, you see in the movies. You saw in the movies, flips down, right? The good old, there's a name for them. What it's called in English. The small apartments.
So, look it up.
So, it's already, you're creating an oil situation by the putting it down. So, are you allowed to bend those down? You put the Pashtun and B'Shabbos, you're allowed to put them down. Says Einder Elocha She'rachnam B'zeh. So, L'chara, that should really go into the same heter as he's saying over here. He says, well, see the Bir Elocha. Bir Elocha points out that it's not exactly the same, but it depends. If the floor of those beds, there are some slats in there already which are tefach wide, or they're lavud, so there's already an oil there just, made, hang up on the walls, put down, up and down. But if that's not true, see, when you put it down, you haven't made an oil yet, and then you have to then add the mattress on top, which that's making an oil. That's a new piece which wasn't attached already. Or putting the sadin across, or wherever they would put it across, if that wasn't there attached as part of the item, that's not comparable to the case of the kisa shaprokim, which is, everything is attached already. So he says, if you wouldn't have, so you have to make the slats either a tefach, so that's already, it's already an oil's worth attached, or lavud, so there's an oil's worth lavud already, and then it's mutter to extend it. But if it wouldn't be so, you would have a problem. You couldn't open it. You could let it down on Shabbos, but you couldn't put the mattress on top. Or even if the mattress was there, it just folds down with it, but the mattress is not attached to it, it'd still be a problem. That's not this heter, because everything's attached. It's already ovid. It's already made. Now, the chayra, based on this idea, opening an umbrella where everything is all attached already, you don't have to add anything to it, that should be done into the case of the chuppah. Right? You got the four poles, got the thing, just spread it out, and it's okay. Well, I just spread out my umbrella, and everything's attached already. So Chazin says, in this case, it would be done into the case of the umbrella and its mutter. Now, the Behuda says that they're not the same. The case of the chuppah that the Magen Rama is talking about, there was no real intent to act as a protection, but it was more made to cover the chasen kal. It was like a gray area type of an oil. It's made to be over the area beneath it, but it's not made to be megan over the area beneath it. So that's not a real full-fledged oil. But a case where you're making the mitriya, your umbrella, which your goal is to make an oil, what's under it will be asr. And if he holds it, the umbrellas are asr. The Mishabura should talk about, if I recall correctly, the Zabir Alocha, we talked about it. Talks about a parasol.
The point is that since the chuppah, you're not really doing it for this, for the sake of protecting anything that's under it. It's just more of like a decorative thing, we want to say.
Right. So that's why the het of Ovid Vekoi, that's already everything. In other words, the case of the Gemara, where the Gemara says this is a case of a kisei. Which that's clearly not made to be an oil. The goal isn't to be an oil under what's underneath it.
Hmm.
So there the issue was, we had a concept of kosher prokin was also, you can't screw the pieces together. And Kenega, that was this case over here, which everything is all put together, is okay, just spreading it out, that's okay. So Kenog and Roman said, well, I'll be matzah based on that, the case of the chuppah. Okay. You know what? I understand you were right to extend from the case of the kisei, which is not made to be an oil at all, to the case of the chuppah, which is an oil, if you tell me it's not really functioning as an oil. But you have no right to extend to a case which is functioning as an oil. That the goal is to make it as an oil, that's more chomer, and that's what the Nebi Yehuda is saying.
And where, and how do we know that we can make it the extension from the kisei to the chuppah?
That the Magen Ram says. I mean, how the Magen Ram know that? That's a good question.
Okay, fine.
I mean, the Gemara doesn't say the case of kisei exactly. The Gemara actually, it's the Rishonim said the case. But the Rishonim said the case based on, there's a Gemara which talks about the case of a basket. But again, it's the same idea. The basket's goal, purpose wasn't to be just the whole, you know, even though it becomes an oil, what's beneath it, that's not its purpose. Okay. Vav. Kishimasadun chobi zoyal gabizu. Zoyal gabizu. Achal gabishtam. You're putting rows of barrels, and you put two barrels, and you put the top row, you put the third barrel partially over each one of the middle barrels. So the Mor says, you have to do it in the backwards order, the upper one first, and then put the bottom ones second. You can't do the bottom ones first and then the top one on top. You're making an oil, you put the walls and then the roof. So that's also shukagag ala mechitzis. Now, after the oil tzorach la'avrish ataftu b'en ha'mechitzis, to give it a shem oil, it has to, you say that you have to have a use for the area beneath it. Hachanami tzorach la'avrish b'neyim. You need the gap because otherwise everything would rot. It would rot. So you need to leave the airspace in between. Now, the Bir Halacha says, but you know, you definitely, that's true. I need the space, but I'm not trying to make it into an oil over that space. So he comes along and says, it goes into the, it's Dabar Shein Miskav, it should be Mutter. So he says, some type of Teretz, which answers it, but doesn't seem to answer it, because we've been all along working along the lines that an oil which you have no intent to use as an oil, even though it is being Mahil, is not an oil. So you can't use I'm making an oil, but I'm not making an oil, but I want to use it as an oil. Saying over here, but I'm making, but so we have to differentiate is in a case where you're making mechitzas and then gag, and there is some element of usage for the space beneath it. That's what we saw before, that was osur.
It's like the case of the flute for the...
Right. Oven. But over here, if you're just making an oil alone with no mechitzas, then it's totally if your kavanah is what you want to do with it, you want it to be mild on the space beneath or not. Okay. Zayin. Mutar niach sefer echad mikan ve'echad mikan ve'echad lagaben. You could put three svarim as in a pyramid type of situation, two next to each other, one on top. Even if there's a gap between the two svarim. We have no need at all for that avr beneath it. Mishabur Lamed. Echa mikan. Now, he says he wants to raise a question. Is there any isser? There's no isser mitzad oil. Is there any isser mitzad being mishtamish with the sefer? I'm using the sefer to raise up this other sefer or something like that. Mishneya. So the Taz says it's only mutter that I'm allowed to make this pyramid thing. If I need, I'm planning to use all the swarm which are there, and I need to put them all there to use. But I just need the top safer. I want to raise it up, and I'll put two swarm beneath it to raise the upper safer. That I can't do. I mean, using it's a bizoyan to the bottom safer that I'm bringing here just as a way to be act as a support for the upper safer, not to be used. Or The lower swarm are there already. But he wants to raise the sefer on top and make it easier to learn from. So the Taz says that this is going to be also even on weekdays. It's a bizoyan to the sefer to use it just as a way to raise another sefer. So you see people, they want to raise, they want to daven, and they put a few sermons, put the sefer on top. That's also Taz says. Avamagan of Ram, Simon Kuflin Dalad, Metzada Lahatar, he holds it that since it's the end of the day, it's being used to learn, to help you learn more easily, to facilitate learning, that's not considered to be zoned to the Sefer and it's Mutter. Chem Chayodim, Kvalam and Aluf, Sipim Ches, because of the Yesh Lahatar, you can be Makel. And the Mishnah Berurah before, and Hilchos Kavod Svarim, and Simon Kuf, the Chelib Beit, there's a few. Someone I'm talking about the lochos of Kovat Sefer Torah, etc. Over there, it says that it's mutter. So not like this Taz. Okay, now. So what he's is interesting because over here he doesn't bring the Taz. He just mentions, but here he mentions it. It sounds like you should be makor at least the chachila if not necessary. He does say over there. I think he says the Magen Avraham is moida. Let's say it's the sun is shining in. So I want to put up some svarim to act like a bound, barrier to block the sun so she's able to learn. So he says you shouldn't do that. He says you shouldn't do that. Because that's like that you put the svarim as a barrier and then you're learning from this sefer, like it's not connected directly to the sefer at all. He says you shouldn't do that. What about the sefer you're learning from? Can you stand it up to learn from it? With the barrier, I don't recall what he says.
You're still doing it for the same purpose, though. I mean, ultimately, you're blocking the sun so you can learn using the sefer. Ultimately, you're putting a sefer underneath so you can learn better from the sefer. I don't understand why you should.
If I recall correctly, he says the chiluk is over here, over there. I'm making a barrier, which is not. It's two independent actions. In other words, I make a barrier, and then I have the sefer that I'm learning from. There's no, the barrier could theoretically be not for the barrier. There could be to block the sun, even when you wouldn't be learning. I want to block the sun in my eyes, so it's independent action. Over here, I have no interest in making power. I don't enjoy making towers of svarim. The only reason why I'm making it is because it's easier to learn from. Over there, blocking sun, people like blocking. Blocking sun is a separate thing. Which you do, independent of whether you want to learn or not. I don't like the sun in my eyes. Happens to me right now I'm doing it because it'll help me learn. So right now my phone, my. So if I don't have a clear connection between the two, in other words, if the sefer that I'm learning from, I'm holding like that, maybe that's more, but a separate sefer, that's how I'm not clear that that's its purpose. Lamed Aleph. Hel Vein Sorech. So over here you have no need for the air beneath it. Is that Tam Nami Shar Lifris Map Al Shulchan? You want to spread out a tablecloth over the table. So it's a map is Tluyas Lamatim in a Shulchan, and the sides of the tablecloth are hanging down the sides. We call Tzad on all four sides. I feel like Imagius Samuchas Lorit, so now it's like you have walls. So your mama, she made an oil. David Hamashim oil, Kimad Ain Sarak, Labrish Attachas, a Shulchan, you have no use at all for the air beneath it. So he introduces a new idea. The tablecloth, in other words, the issue is not the table becomes an oil. The table's there already. The issue is that the tablecloth becomes an oil with an oil with mechitzas. Right? So he says, well, where's the oil part? There's mechitzas part, but there's no oil because it's not being mile on the table, it's just sitting directly on the table. So there's no oil part for the tablecloth. So that's not a problem. Okay, Ches. Ches really introduces a new type of idea where the person's actually making an oil to use as an oil. But he's making it, so we said before the definition of an oil was it's a tefach wide. So if I make my tent and I make it that it comes to a point, is it considered an oil? Koil oil mashupa. You have an oil which is at an angle. Shemegago tefach, it does not have a flat space of a tefach. Buloy bepochas mishloisha samach legago reichav tefach. So let's say it comes to a point, so it's not flat on top. But if you go down three tefachim, as you're going down, obviously it widens out. So within three tefachim of the top of the oil, if it widens a tefach, we say it's like lavud. It's like it's closed. It's like we look at it instead of being, it's like it's flat because this wall and this wall are within three tefachim of each other, and there's a space of a tefach. So that'll count as if it's flat also. But if you go down more than three, you have to go down more than three before you get to that that it spreads out a tefach. So we deal with it. Hareza oil aroy. So the chachila b'shabbos is potter. Person is not, even though he's making it to stay. So it's an oil kava, and we said before an oil kava is considered a told of boin and eschayiv chatos. Over here, since it doesn't have a gag of a tefach, we deal with it as if it's an oil royal, and it's only us at the rabban. Mr. Brewer, lamed beis koloyal. Hanafilo is so the kava she's kaim kama yamim. He's leaving, planning to leave it there. Kamokam kima shem begagot tefach lechashiv rak oil roy. It has a halachic status of an oil roy because it's not, it doesn't have a gag of a tefach. Bishupah. It's at an angle. Navudinim also gag b'shava. Kamkin in chayiv b'machmasoy elin kain roichav tefach. I mean, I don't care if it's flat, if it's not a tefach white, it's the same thing. The blav hachila chashav oil. Oil means a tefach white. V'hod nokat meshubah. So why does it discuss the case of an angle and a slant? Nokat meshubah meshum seifa. Lashvina davke lohoyev epochus mesh. Because the next case of where it's at a slant and you can, if it within the three tefachim close to the top, it widens out to a tefach, so that is considered a tefach. That's only again in the case of a slant, obviously. Then it has to go down more than three tefachim before it widens out to a tefach. But we're saying if it's within three tefachim of the top, it already spreads out to a tefach. We count it as if it's a tefach, a flat tefach. So that's all in again in case of a slant. Shemegago tefach. Avam yesh megago tefach choshev oil kevav v'chayim. Since you're putting it there to stay, and it's a tefach wide, so it's chayim. Shekem etzino oil tuma tefach, because we learn out by Hilchos Tuma the shear of an oil, the gabi tuma's mace of oil is always a tefach. Now he's only chayim tafka shesol the keva. It's only if you plan to leave it there. I will arrive. It's an oil arroy. Kenshu person tells the gabi dalad amudim. Avsheish begagul kama tvochim. It's a rak mirabona because it's not going to stay. You're not planning to leave it there. Now he said, "This is potter. It's potter. Hana mechatas. Aba asim in rabbanan. Gezerah otu oil keva. But to make this oil, which is not a tefach wide, planning to leave it there, it's also rabbanan. My magen of Ramsha calls that who the dasa rifa Rambam. Aba dasa Rashi v'Rosh. Kima shem begago tefach lechashem oil klal umutu lechatchila." The Shulchan Aruch saw some kedasa rifa Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch was writing like the rifa Rambam, not like Rashi and the Rosh. Hainu gam kedasa ben Chanan, all like the rifa and the Rambam. Now, comes from Megadim and says, "Masada the gamar Rashi, but Rosh murder the dasa Rambam mezeh kima shaso keva the keva she's kaim as man kamayamin." In a case where you're making it just to use it temporarily, and it's not a tefach wide, Rashi doesn't mutar chachil. Rambam says, no, it's also Rabbanan. Xer, you might make it an oil kava. But even in the case over here, the case was you were planning to leave it there for a long time. So it has the element of kava in it, mitzadet. Rashi will be read to the Rambam, that's also Rabbanan. Because it is some ways limited to an oil kava. So it'll be also at least Rabbanan, because a person might confuse that with an oil kava, a real oil kava.
Well,
when we're saying a long time, do we mean past Shabbos, outside of Shabbos?
It says come, the Kenzer was coming. I'm not sure what the share would be for that.
And then I wasn't clear on the case where we're talking about that it's Meshupa. And that there's not an actual tefach
flat
top. We're saying that the tefach is coming in where? From the slant? That I wasn't clear on. Where.
In other words, the have a dinam of oil, I would have to have flat, and then and have it go out at an angle.
Right.
So the more, there's a mission, an oilist says, kol shipuya oilim mikha oilim. Once you have an oil in the middle, the area which is, even though it's a mishupa, is considered part of the oil also.
Okay,
so, like a hilchos tuma, once you have a flat tefach, and you have the kazayas of the mace, everything in the whole area is considered tome, because it spreads out throughout the whole oil, that's because you have a flat tefach in the, somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. Then you said there's a rule called kol shipuya oilim, anything which is a mishupa, all sets it in like an oil. If you have nothing at all, if it's all flat, it's all slanted, you have nothing flat, it's not an oil.
Right. Okay, good.
The Bir Halacha in the Dir Masal Tefach is where he deals with umbrellas. You know, the Varnasias Umbrillo.
Where is this? Where are we now?
The Dibir Alocha, Dibir Maskul Tefach. Last one of the.
Yep, good, thank you.
But you know, the Varnasias Umbrillo, who agagos and noisim al roshan, with neachama, kshomim, lasheno karnas or parasal. Right? Maybe you have your footnote, but it tells you in modern Hebrew it's called mitriya. There's a lot of discussion of this in the Svarim. Many say that it's also oil. Now, one of the Chazanish's tainas, why it's mutter, we said before that an oil which is just held up by people's hands is not considered an oil. That was the heter of making the chuppah that you do over the Simchas Torah, over the Chasim Torah, Chasim Bereishis. So why isn't that a cheshbon over here? He says that's only in a case where it wouldn't stay as an oil unless you'd be holding it. It would just collapse. But over here, the umbrella stays in the form of an oil even when you let go of it. So that's why the other person disagreed with the Chazanish on that.
Yeah, but it's still your hand that would be holding up the oil to make it usable. Because once you lay your hand down...
That's true, but the case over there of the oil, it's not an oil at all when you let go. So that's when you say that's not considered an oil at all. But in case I don't have no raya that an oil which is an oil, which is being supported by my hand, is not considered an oil. I have no raya from that case to this case. So you can't use that rule over there to over here.
Okay.
Who are they? Say for Michtam, the David, say for my Mordechai, Bechayodim, Bereshim, Agar, Bal Yinu Yehuda. If your intent is for an oil, which over here is what you're doing, it's protecting you either from the sun or from the rain. That roof alone is problematic in that situation. Now, now, you're going to ask me from Sif. We said Sif Hey, the case of the Kisei. When I'm talking about the Kisei Traskel, Mavur B'Sif Hey LaHeter. Also, when I was a Shum Meisav Shabbos Rak Shemarchi V'Poshet HaKmotim Meshoyu B'Miyasma. It's folded up, like it sort of like folds, and you just spread out the legs, and everything extends. You need the kamin hageinu. It's going to collapse again. What you have to do is you have to click it in place.
So for us today, this is not necessarily a raya.
So now the question is, what do you do with ours? The case over there would be either tie it in place, or they would clip something in place. So is our clicking in place, which we do when we move the thing up, is that, in other words, over there, there's a gravity holds it in place. You spread the four legs and the kiseh stays in place. You don't have to do anything. Gravity holds it in place. Over here, I need to click it in place to hold it in place. So is our clicking the same thing as the Mishnah Berurah's time? This is not the same as the kiseh. The kiseh's case, everything is done. All but record. I don't do anything really. Just spreading alone, and it will take care of itself. Over here, it will not take care of itself. I need to do a ma'isa to make it stay; otherwise, it will collapse. So, whereas the case of the time of the Shabura, it was more. It definitely was. You needed much more intervention. So his case, well, you had to intervene with it more. There's more intervention necessary. The Osir became a Sadagam can prima garden, but Abesha of Rum, and Shemishkos is Kershon with Suez, so.
I mean,
so that's where the Mishnah Berurah talks about his parasol, but his parasol, the Chara, was more problematic than ours. Okay. What about nowadays? The halacha lemaisa with ours nowadays. So as I tell you, the chazanish is matar, the one we do nowadays, and the maisa. There are many places we still hold that at least that this the case is still osur.
I mean, it seems across the board, nobody holds that you can use an umbrella on Shabbos.
Even the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish says that, but you shouldn't do it out to the chol. He holds meter than it's mutter. He says you still shouldn't do it out to the chol. Interesting, you know, Chazon Ish on that.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So based on this Ber Halacha, it would seem it would be less problematic to just have a permanent umbrella where you have a stick and a permanently fixed thing where there's no, you don't have to do anything, it's just, it's there all the time. There's no way to bring it down.
Well, you're asking certain questions, but then I was, let's say I had taka, I have an umbrella which opens and shuts, but I open it before Shabbos, and I'm already open from before Shabbos, I'm not making an oil on Shabbos, and I'm just carrying it, you know, just holding it, you know, would that be a problem? L'chara, that shouldn't be a problem.
Right. So the concern there would be that people might get the wrong idea and open theirs? Is that?
That's a possibility. There is a parallel case to that concept. One second.
That's interesting.
I don't know exactly what it says over there. Hold one second.
I was saying something like, because you're carrying it and you're moving it, it's a constant oil that you're remaking the whole way through.
One second. There's a din before in Siman Shin Aleph, wearing a hat which has a, which goes extends out from the head. And extends out from the head, so a tefach, it's a problem.
Right.
So nothing. Shin Aleph Sif Mem. You're making an oil. So there is a Shari Tshuva, which this is the Shari Tshuva where he talks about the parasols. If you look at Shari Tshuva in the Sifkat and Laman Beis, he brings the parasol, holding the parasol on Shabbos. He says if a person would have it on his head before Shabbos, so it's not considered parasol kashu orach meyasmo v'atik sheminichu al rosh and oisur al chadosh. Ishvan al leish ladam by leisur lahater. I'm not sure. You could argue that maybe this is better, maybe that's worse. Kim and Shane Yudei orach meyasmo. But since people don't know, maybe she also made a ban al tamar zayin. But there's people which aren't careful, so they're going to make mistakes. Therefore, you know, the people that don't understand the chalukim, to open up in Shabbos, definitely it's osur. That's, he's talking about the parasol. But he clears it's possibly if it might be mutter if it's open from before Shabbos. It might be mutter, it might not.
And this we're talking about the umbrella, right?
Right, some of the umbrella. And remember, there's somebody talks about in regards to the hat. The mice of the hats, our hats are, the hat of our hats is, we consider either our hats are considered soft and they bend down, or Yerika Kavon is not l'shem oil and therefore it's mutter. Berchanami, let's say you have like a sun visor or something like that, which is Kavon is to be, it's Kavon is to act, it would be also to put it, you couldn't put that on Shabbos. If it's a tefach wide. Okay. Let's do one more sif. Test. Mishameris shetolin oisol losses boshmorim lasano non. Umoiskin pia lechol tzad. So you have a type of a weave, a netting, which you use to sift out the. You pour out wine through it, and it catches the sediment which is in the wine. And you would do is you would spread it out over a barrel, and then you'd pour the wine through, and the good wine would go down, and the sediment would stay at the top. So, can a person spread that out? We'll see. There's certain cases later on that you're actually allowed to use the misananas on Shabbos. But now the question is, it's not considered. It's not always a burger problem. We'll see that when we get the hills burger. But I want to know: are you allowed to spread it out over the barrel? It's making an oil. Because it makes an oil over the barrel. He says the loch is chashav asiyas oil, but also the intestine. That's considered making an oil over the barrel, and you can't set that up. You can't set it up on Shabbos. If it's there set before Shabbos, there's certain cases you're allowed to pour into it, but you can't set it up on Shabbos. Mishameris zatamur when near the osi kimin sack, it was made like a type of a sackcloth. Shakur and Lugin Zak, I have no idea what that is. Vurochav, it's wide, a Pesuach Lamal, it's wider on top. Vesosim Vachad Lamata, it comes to a point on the bottom. You picture your air sock, you know, the helios in the airfields, you know, right? Comes to a point. Marisan Ksei, Kotzahachad Lusachakli, you put the sharp point inside the cleave. This sharp end. Because the end of the harach of the wide one, you put mesavim besvas piu esakli. You spread it over across the top of around the rim of the kli. Nimsa hugag lekli vasik oil. It's an oil over the whole kli. Vasim rabbanan. It's also mir rabbanan to set it up. Now lechar over here, you're not making it. That should be an oil. and you didn't make the mechitzas on Shabbos, so why should it be aser? So the Chazon Ish asked the question, and that he says a teretz, which I don't understand, and it's a good question. I see over here in the Mosef Dirshu, they bring the question from the Chazon Ish, and they bring the. He says the teretz, which is difficult to understand, and the Mishnah Berurah he brings from the Shon Halachos, which is Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He says that maybe this over here is not oil. It looks like you're getting ready to do shimur, which usually is also. So this is also Maris Ayin for the Malacha of Mishamra, which is a Tolda of Bur. I will do some Mishamaris because she's Shtucha. Al Eza Yosid Ubali Kli Tachta. You just want to hang it up on a spike with no Kli under it. Mutter. You're making an oil in Shabbos. The fill oil aroy lo chashav. It's not considered oil aroy. The kol shekhen the mutter litla is Kli B'yosid. I'm hanging up my bucket. I have a hook where I hang my bucket. Well, under the bucket there's now oil, and that it's not its function is not for oil, and that's not a problem. Okay, let's hold it here. The next few sifim go together. Yud Yud Aleph Yud Beis. Talk about spreading out types of garments with those type of things.